hang on tight.
Fish Talk Radio is about to take you on a fishing adventure. You're about to go places you have even yet to desire and revisit familiar favorites with live, on-the-water expert insider tips. Now, sit up straight, pay attention, take notes, and join the party for a blue water, white water, and calm water adventure.
Check out fish tips and trips online at fishtalkradio.com.
And now, the all-natural attitude adjustment.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan, and we're going to be traveling around all over the world today. We're looking forward to one of the things we're going to do is we're going to go down and talk to Chucky Van Warmer at the Palmas de Cortez, and his dad recently passed away at the age of 85, I believe, after an illness. But Bobby Sr. was a true pioneer and certainly a legend in Baja. You know, he went down there in the 50s, and we're going to get more information about that. We've got a lot of other stuff coming up. We're going to be talking to Belize. I'm looking forward to, never been there, but we're looking forward to getting involved with Mark, who's going to tell us about Slick Rock, a little private island of Belize, which is just about 150 miles south of Yucatan. And then we're going to talk to see if we can talk to Terry at doing some other Mexican adventures down there. So we've got a lot of stuff going on right now. And we're going to bring Bob in right now. We've only got Bob about a minute or so. We're just talking about where we're going to be going today. Why don't you give a quick introduction to yourself, and we're going to take a break and jump right back into it.
Okay, great. Well, Bob Sumaro here from Western Outdoor News. Been a field writer with them for about 7 years now. Having a great time. One of the big things happening down south here has been the big, big, big cow tuna that have been coming in out of the 10-day trips in San Diego. We had a 405.2-pound yellowfin, world record, biggest fish ever taken on rod and reel, biggest yellowfin tuna ever taken.
That's good
and
news.
Just 2 weeks before, the sixth biggest one was taken. So this is the season for the big cows.
You know, it's been that way all year. We've only got less than 30 seconds, but it's been kind of an unusual year, and it sounds like some of those long-range boats have been doing really well this year, and that's a good thing. I don't know how old a 400-pound tuna is, but yeah, I know they don't live all that long, but that's an incredible
fish, and it makes up for an awful lot of not catching of tuna in the local waters.
There you go. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and come back with Bob and see if we can get on the line and go down to the East Cape and talk to Chucky. Thanks. You listen to Fish Talk Radio with John Hennigan and Bob Sumaro.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Set on the magnificent Sea of Cortez, the Grand Heritage Resort and Spa at Marina Costa Baja is the first five-star resort in La Paz, Baja South. Overlooking a 250-slip marina and white sand beaches, enjoy two signature restaurants, a world-class destination for fishing or diving. Enjoy five-star elegance in the charming laid-back city of La Paz. Dock your boat and enjoy the Marina Village. Visit on the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
Big old trout, big just old as trout. Cool as the evening shade. Well, I toss my line and I haul it up. I think I've got it.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan. In with Bob Sumaro, who is electronically involved with us today. Bob is the one of the staff writers for Western Outdoor News. And Western Outdoor News has been around for a long time, and I believe one of the people that actually started that was a guy by the name of Ray Cannon, legendary. He's the one that is probably primarily responsible for the interest in fishing in Baja California South,
well, you
and
know,
Baja
the,
particularly.
The Baja relationship has always been a big one for the paper.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what, a relationship which is also a very big one?
Go ahead.
Is the Van Warmers.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We have the pleasure of having Chucky Van Warmer And of course, we have the displeasure of announcing that his father, who is a pioneer and certainly a Baja legend, passed away. Chucky, was it last Saturday? Chucky Van Warmer.
Yes.
We're just talking about the Van Warmers in Baja, and we said we have the displeasure of announcing the passing of one of the pioneers, certainly one of the premier legends of Baja, and that was your father, Bobby Senior.
Yes, correct. My dad started coming down here as a diver. Just for pleasure in December of 1956, and he fell in love with the area and he came first to Rancho Buenavista back in those days, and the owner of Rancho Buenavista was Herb Tansy, and they hit it off pretty well. They were really good friends, and was offered a job to come down and help him run the business. And that was in 1957 when he moved down here and decided to stay here. And
hey, Chucky, yep. This is Bob Summerow from Western Outdoor News. And I just wanted to also extend all our condolences from everybody at the paper. And I know we go back a long way. There's a heck of a relationship between your dad and all the things you've accomplished there, and Western Outdoor News. We believe the legend and the legacy will live on for generations to come, both in facilities and in the spirit of the people that work there. So,
yeah, there's still some. My father still has some in his papers. Some of the writings from Ray Cannon that he used to write for the Western Outdoor News back in those days.
Oh yeah, he was one of the founding fathers of the paper.
Right. Yeah. There's still some writings from Ray Cannon that my father always has in his files from the Western Outdoor News. So yeah, Western Outdoor News and Bob Van Warmer go far in time.
Well, I know your father will be missed, but as I say, the legend will carry on with the spirit of what you people are doing down there.
Now, Chucky, we normally in this segment take 10 minutes, and we usually have three calls. We're going to devote this entire segment to the Van Warmers. Would you mind, you give us a little bit of history about, you know, when your dad first came down. Would you want to go ahead and continue on with your mother and how the resorts came to be, and maybe a little bit about life growing up in East Cape for you?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. He, like I said, he came down in December of 56 and met Herb Tazzy, and they became really good friends, and he invited him to come and stay. So he went back to San Diego, quit his job, and came down here. From 57 to 59, he stayed there when Herb Tazzy got killed in an accident. And then he moved to Bahia de Palmas, what is Palmas de Cortez right now, and helped build it too, and back in those days, that's when he met my mom, and they got married in 1965, and they started together Hotel Punta Colorada, and I was born in 1970. From 65 to 1970, well, everything pretty much what is Punta Colorada is, it was built then. Growing up there, it was one of the nicest things, because we used to go to the beach every day, and we used to the activities with my dad was go diving, go fishing, shore fishing. He even took us ever since I could remember. He was taking me fishing, diving. Was a great diver. He liked to go diving, catch sometimes some lobsters. He liked the oysters, and it was really a really fun memory with him growing up in a nice, secluded beach. There was nothing. There was nothing around. We had a power plant. We had water that was kind of salty that we showered with. It was sometimes the generators will turn off at night or during the day. And back, it was just great memories growing up.
Chucky, that would have been previous to the paved road on the Trans-Peninsula Highway that went down there. So what was it like before 1972, 73?
Well, you really had to plan the trips back in those days. Moving from Punta Colorada and going to buy stuff, going to La Paz was like, it was a long day. It probably took about between 4 to 5 hours to get to the city, then buy the stuff and come back. It probably took about an hour from Punta Colorada to Palmas de Cortés to Los Barriles. There was only dirt roads from Punta, and God, when it rained or something happened, it was almost impossible to get out of there. And right now we have paved roads almost all the way to Punta Colorada. It's much different, but like I said, there. Life was very easy, and well, I tell you something: the amount of fish that was caught during those times, wow, it was unbelievable. You know, the shore fishing was unbelievable in Punta Colorada.
You would catch them right off the beach compared with having to go offshore in pongas and such.
Right. Well, but I remember my dad telling me that they used to catch tuna in Rancho Buenavista, and here on the Bay of Palms, there used to be a tuna hole, and they could row themselves on a rowboat and catch tuna off of Rancho Buenavista back in the late 50s and early 60s.
Chucky,
imagine that, a tuna hole.
Chucky, that was Punta Colorado, and you opened Palmas de Cortez. You have three resorts right now, and apparently Chacha, when they got married, her family owned a lot of property in the Bay of the Palms, which is still pretty much under the control of Chacha. Is that correct?
Yeah, my uncle Tico, who's my mom's brother, took over the hotel in 1972, 1973. And he passed away in 1983, and so my mom moved over to Palmas, and my dad stayed in Punta, and we were really young. We were studying at that time, I was 13 years old, and 1993, we bought Playa Hermosa, which my dad named Playa del Sol, and then that's when we had the three hotels, and in 2002, more or less 2003, we started the Villas.
Right.
And we did the Villas de Cortez.
Chucky, we're getting down to probably about a minute. Can you just kind of give a brief idea what's different now than what was then? Because I know that Los Barriles has stayed under your stewardship, very pristine. But kind of give us an idea where it's at now and what do you see for the future?
There's a lot of our clients who used to come down to Palmas are built homes, and we have a lot of people that used to be our clients and that used to come down here. There's lots of homes from Americans and ex guests. The Los Barriles now, it's all paved. We got two banks with a nice entrance. It's growing gradually. There's not big hotels being built. It's more secluded, more of a small town.
Well, Chucky, we're running out of time, but it's still probably the premier fishing place and certainly the best value anywhere in the world.
So,
Chucky, what is the phone number? We know what it is, but let you say it.
It's 877-777-TUNA.
Okay, and again, condolences to your dad, but what a great person and what a great family. Thank you, Chucky.
West Marine is America's favorite boating supply source. They've got thousands of items to keep your boat looking good and running like new. West Marine has an incredible selection of apparel and footwear for all your adventures on land and sea. Boats, motors, screws, fittings, the latest electronics, fishing gear, apparel, and friendly, knowledgeable staff. With locations nationwide, West Marine has all you need for fun on the water. Call 1-800-BOATING or log on to westmarine.com to locate the store nearest you.
The East Cape of Baja, Mexico is world famous for sport fishing. Dorado, tuna, wahoo, marlin, sailfish, roosterfish, and pargo. The Van Wormer resorts make dreams come true at a price all can afford. Hotel Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol and Hotel Punta Colorado have the biggest and best sport fishing fleet in all of Mexico. Call toll-free to 877-777-TUNA to find out how affordable world-class fishing can be. The finest resorts and the best boats in East Cape. Call 877-777-TUNA.
I was fishing last Friday on a lake in Mississippi in the humid summer heat. On a boat with my best friend Cletus, who is sleeping in the back seat.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan, along with Bob Sumrow from Western Outdoor News. And, you know, that was a great segment we had with Chucky. And, again, the Van Warmers have, and, you know, let's bring Minerva into this. We have Minerva on the line from Minerva's Baja Bait and Tackle, and we call her the queen of the sport fishing industry in Cabo San Lucas.
That's Minerva. She is the queen.
But, Minerva, we just finished up a segment with Chucky Van Warmer talking about his dad and the legend. And of course, you're just a baby, so you probably don't remember the early days in Cabo San Lucas, but you've been down there for a while too, haven't you?
I've been down here for 35 years, and everybody knows Bob Van Warmer and knew the legend that he was and will always, always keep it very dear to them.
Yes, and, you know, I would say that they're under his stewardship is probably the reason that Los Buriles and East Cape has stayed pretty much what it is a, you know, a quiet, you know, destination and tremendous fishing town.
And, John, I'll add, it's also part of the legend of the spirit of Baja, is the fact that there was such camaraderie and such good-natured hospitality there.
Yes.
That's right. That's right. I've always said that the southern Baja people are the friendliest people on the earth.
Well, from my experience, that's certainly true. That's why I love it down there. And, of course, the friendliest person down there is Minerva. So if anybody gets a chance to stop into Cabo San Lucas and to see her bait and tackle, they'll find out for sure that that's true. Minerva, give us an idea a little bit what's happening in December down there.
It's good. The fishing's really, really hot. We did have a couple of very slow days last week, but other than that, it's good. It's good any way you turn. You can go up into the Sea of Cortez and up at the Gordo Banks. They were catching huge wahoo and huge big tunas long after the tuna tournament. The day I was there, about 2 weeks ago, they caught a 300-pounder that afternoon and a 220-pounder that afternoon. And mostly lures was the game. Also, coming into the sea, into the Pacific, up to the Golden Gate is where things are really happening right now, John. We're spotting stripers. They're not as hungry and as aggressive as we'd like them to be. Yesterday, one of our boats baited six of them and only got one,
right.
But lots of action.
Well, Minerva, one of the reasons we wanted to talk to you today is because your husband, Bob, got into a Wahoo tournament just recently. We only have a few seconds, but give us the results of that.
Well, he was very reluctant to go. I told him we were going to put a team in no matter what, and the next day he said yes. Sign me up, and I found a wonderful skipper named Cuate, who's a bait man there in Puerto Los Cabos. They went out, they met, they clicked off right away. They went fishing on the little one-day tournament. He won. He took first place with 181.2 wahoo, and then he had two 50-pounders, and one of them was 52.6, and it won second place.
Well, wait a minute. I'm sorry. The biggest fish was how big?
81.2.
Okay. Right, wow.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was making the fish grow as
yeah.
we spoke.
There we go.
81 was
wow.
the first
that's
place,
so
and
exciting.
52.6 was the second place.
Right.
They won $18,200.
Right. Well, Minerva, if anybody wants to get in touch with you and catch some 80-pound wahoo, they just go to fishtalkradio.com, click on Minerva's, and book something down there for you. We appreciate that. That's exciting. Say congratulations to Bob for us.
Thank you very much.
Great.
Bye-bye.
Now we are going to move up the coast to Alaska a little bit and see if we can get Mark Smith from the Kenai Peninsula on the line. And I think that you're going to enjoy this one because Mark is on the line with us right now. And Mark, what is the temperature up there where you're at up in Deep Creek?
Well, John, it's just warmed up to about 5 above. It was 18 below this morning.
Oh, yeah, heat wave then. So you're getting a nice warm afternoon.
Right.
Actually, I was just laying out on the lawn when you guys called.
Well, boy, it sure does get nice up there during the summer months, but it is something right now.
Well, the reason I want to bring Mark back on, we talked to him a few minutes last week, but didn't have a whole lot of time, is that we're going to see if we can come up and visit Mark this year and get some people interested. Now, Mark, give us just a quick overview. We've got a short period of time about where you're located and what it is that you specialize in and why would somebody want to go up and fish with D&M Charters?
John, as you know, you're probably one of our better spokespersons on it. You know, we sit on the Kenai Peninsula, halfway between Homer and Soldotna. The convenient thing is that where we are right in the middle of the peninsula, we specialize in halibut. And I mean, you know, it's a meat fish, but it's also a sport fish, and we always catch a lot of halibut every day. We, of course, do the Kenai River and the Kasilof for kings. But we try and provide a good, rounded experience without spending a lot of time in a boat running. You know, we're running 45 minutes, maybe. And especially, you know, in the early months, May and June, we run 45 minutes for fish, not fishing real deep, 100, 150 foot of water, and catching all the halibut you want. And as the price goes up on halibut because of the commercial boys, you can actually pay for your trip in halibut alone.
I was saying that. I was saying that because your chances of getting two large halibut per day are very, very high fishing with D&M Charters because it's a short run. It's very interesting. It's, you know, there's certainly a lot of accommodations all the way around, but we've always stayed in your place where you've got some kind of comfortable cabins and it's kind of like a, you know, a fish camp kind of atmosphere. But, you know, you go out for basically half a day, get your limit and back in, and then you can dig for clams or relax or do some barbecue. So I'm looking forward to see if we can get some people interested in coming up to see you, Mark.
I think it would be great, John, and I do encourage those that are holding off. We will be in Long Beach the second week of March doing the show, and they can come by and look at your picture, John. I think the days we had you out fishing, I think we had six or seven fish over 70 pounds.
Mark, remember, there's a reason I'm on the radio, so don't be showing my picture around. Mark, we appreciate that. And again, if somebody wants some information on that, just go to fishtalkradio.com and click on where it says D&M Charters. Mark, we appreciate that, and let's get back together again real soon.
Sounds great, John. You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you.
See you, Mark.
Thanks. We're going to go talk to Dan, who works out of the West Marine Superstore in San Diego, and he can probably give us a pretty good report on what's happening down in the Southern California area and maybe on some of the long-range stuff. Now, we did mention, Dan, a little bit earlier, if anybody's paying attention, about that big tuna, but why don't you give us an idea on what your report is?
Well, the local stuff is rockfish fishing, basically. There's a little bit of bass going on and a little bit of sand bass fishing in the bays. As a matter of fact, there's a kayak tournament going on tomorrow morning in Mission Bay. But all the buzz on long range is about that 405 tuna that Mike Lackey bracket on the Vagabond. What a great-looking fish that thing
was. That was quite a fish, but I was hoping it would make up for what we didn't get up locally. What else is going to happen the rest of this year? Is there anything else offshore at all?
I don't know if we're going to see offshore stuff right now. I don't even think the guys are looking right now. I don't see any guys going offshore and looking. Everybody's pretty much zoned in. They're either fishing bugs or they're fishing rockfish in the local banks.
And are we seeing any white sea bass left hanging around?
I haven't talked to anybody that's done any sea bass here in the last probably 3 weeks of the month or so. So I'm not sure if that stuff's around. When the squid's there, the sea bass is going to be there. The good news is we had good squid this year in La Jolla, up the coast towards Encinitas, and that's a really good sign. We see those guys in the squid boats in there fishing. We're going to have white sea bass there. So that stuff's there spawning. That means that stuff's probably going to be back in good numbers, if not better numbers, next year. So I'm looking forward to that next year for that also.
Yeah, it should be an outstanding year next year, both for the white sea bass on the squid, then hopefully the tuna will come back in a big way.
Yeah, hopefully we have a little bit different year, different start to the year than we had this year, that's for sure, because this one was very disappointing for the guys in offshore fishing, that's for sure.
Oh, boy. There's no reason why it should happen
2 years in a row.
Yeah, no, none whatsoever. In fact, that's the only good news to come out of a spanking bad year is that you can look forward to the next year.
That's right. You got to have something to compare the good years with to make you understand what they're all about.
That's right.
Well, Dan, this is John. We're talking about not that great of a year, but it seems to me that there's been a lot of different things. They were just kind of starting and stopping. We started off with things starting off very slow as far as the water temperature, but there was some great long-range fishing early in the year, wasn't there?
Yeah, they had some great fishing for a couple of weeks here and there for those 4-day trips, doing excellent for that. Yellowtail fishing at Cedros and Benitas was awesome this year for the guys that got down there. It was just fantastic. Mm-hmm. I had friends of mine go on a 10-day trip, have a lot of fun, and did fairly good wahoo fishing this fall. Nice tuna fishing for some 100-pound fish, and bunches of nice big yellows fishing down by the rocks and on the inner banks there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there was some great fishing to be had, especially if you were an inshore fisherman and liked to fish that sea bass this year. You had a banner year. It was awesome. It was just amazing to be able to go up there, you know, what are you talking about, 10 minutes from the launch in Mission Beach to get up to from the end of the jetties to get up to where the sea bass are biting. It's amazing bite there.
They were coming and going, but in the Southern California overall, the white sea bass and yellowtail was a pretty good year.
Yeah, the yellowtail and the inshore stuff was a little harder. It certainly wasn't as good as the sea bass fishing was, but I had a great day this year. I had a five fish here on the yo-yo at the islands this year for yellows. It was a great day for me. Right.
Well, if anybody's interested in going on any of the long-range boats out of San Diego or in that area, don't take your tackle with you. There's a superstore in San Diego, and just give us that information real quick, Dan. We got to go.
Yeah, we're just 2 blocks from the sport fishing landings. We're at 1250 Rosecrans, right down by Shelter Island Drive. You can call me at 619-225-8844 or shop at westmarine.com.
Fantastic. Hey, thank you, Dan. We appreciate that very much. And stay tuned, Bob. We're going to be back with some real interesting stuff. You're listening to Fish Talk Radio. We'll be right back with you.
Considered the finest long-range sport fishing vessel in the world, the Royal Polaris is based at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fishing the Royal Polaris provides unmatched service, speed, and comfort. Live the dream of landing giant yellowfin tuna, wahoo, and summer albacore. Still the fastest long-range sport fisher in the world at 113 feet, the Royal Polaris offers first-class staterooms, refrigerated fish storage, the latest in electronic fish-finding gear, and unmatched expertise. Live your dream for less money than expected. Visit RoyalPolaris.com.
Vagabundos Del Mar Boat and Travel Club has 42 years experience introducing RVers to the joys of Mexico. Specializing in Baja, Vagabundos leads caravans and sponsors fishing tournaments, trailer boat cruises, and weekend getaways in Mexico and the West. Vagabundos Del Mar also saves its 10,000 members tons of money on low-cost auto insurance. Stay up to date on Mexican travel with the printed newsletter online at vagabundos.com or call 800-474-BAHA.
I'm going fishing.
I'm going fishing.
Now let me tell you now, I don't care about the evening news. I'm going fishing.
I'm going fishing.
Oh, Lord, no, no, no. No, sir. I don't care what the boss man does.
Welcome to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan with Bob Sumaro of Western Outdoor News. And Bob, we have a guest on the line that you are going to really enjoy. Bob is an avid fly fisherman.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And I have never been to Belize, so we're going to take a little bit extra time. Mark is going to tell us about a very, very special place. And if anybody's interested, it is called sliprock.com, if you want to go to the internet and check it out. But Mark, why don't you just go ahead and jump in, tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and about what Slick
Hey, Mark,
Rock is all
before
about.
You get started, let me just say this. I am so excited to have you on and talking to us because I wanted to hear about what you guys do down there at Glover's Reef and the kind of fishing you've got. And I'm just excited to have you here, so talk to us.
You bet. Sure. My pleasure. We own a private island 35 miles offshore in an area called Glover's Reef, and we run trips there. They're multi-sports, and one of the many sports we do is fishing. We have fishing kayaks, and there's resident bonefish all around the island.
And the bonefish you're fishing with fly gear primarily, I assume?
Most of the fishermen we get are fly fishermen, but you can certainly use spin tackle as well. And there's a school, about 300 of them, that you can just see morning, noon, and night just hanging out. And then there's some flats we explore. And, of course, we do have other fish, barracuda, snapper, jacks. Of course, the bonefish, world famous. And
oh, that's fabulous. What size are we talking about?
3 to 5 pound is the average. We do have some flats where we find, you know, 5 to 7 pounds. So they're not the largest, but literally the school will be 300 fish right there. And it's, you know, I've caught it plenty of my time, and I've told people, well, they're easy fish, easy bone fish,
Mark,
to catch.
A lot. You maintain some gear there for people to use, or should
we don't?
Bring
no, everybody brings their own gear, but it's a week long trip or half week long trip, all inclusive. The boat ride, it's rustic. It's but it's one of the features is all the beer you can drink on the island.
You say it's rustic. I've seen the cabanas. The Palapa cabanas that you sleep in, and they look just delightful. I think they look really wonderful.
It's the tropics, right? What do you need? A palm roof over your head and a hammock and a cold beer.
And it looks like the food's pretty good, too.
The food's delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot
of
fish.
What kind of specialties do they do out of that kitchen?
We do a grouper. We do some barbecue and I have rice and beans, the Belizean night, which is very popular, every night fresh desserts, home baked pies, and cookies for lunch. It's a lot of fun.
Now I might bring my wife along because she loves to go on adventures, but she's not much of a fisher. So what else is there to do?
We offer about 12 sports on the island. Fantastic snorkeling. Glover's is probably most famous, more than its fishing, for its diving and snorkeling. We have sea kayaking, we have surfing, surf kayaking, windsurfing, kiteboarding, you name it. So that is what one of the real features is, lots of stuff for lots of people to do.
I heard you actually have instruction on windsurfing there. Is that easy to get?
It is, yeah. I mean, we have special, you know, beginner gear for those people that are just learning, and all the instruction is included in our package.
Oh, really? So you get fully... Oh, that's great. So you could actually learn to do it. And, you know, what about the surfing? I understand you have some surf around?
Yep. We have our own surf breaks. We're the only ones that use it. And so we have specialized kayaks for surfing the waves, as well as surfboards and stand-up paddle boards, which is one of the new popular sports.
Mark, this is John. Just real quickly, we're down to about a minute. Can you just kind of describe a basic package that would people want to come down and see what would happen?
Yeah, it's we run the boat twice a week, so you can come out either from Saturday to Saturday. We include the hotels in Belize City. It includes all the food and transport, all the sports, all your drink. It's an all-inclusive trip. It's a lot to describe. I would recommend you go to the website for all the info.
But basically, you'd fly into Belize City,
yep,
spend the night, and then go visit your own private island, which is about 13 acres.
Yep.
And just spend a relaxing 7 nights out there and doing whatever you want to do. You get up in the morning. If you want to walk out in the water and fish or whatever you want to do, it's all there for you. That's a real tropical paradise.
It's a wonderful spot.
Kind of sounds like Gilligan's Island, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks like, lovely. Yeah. I tell you, I got to find a way down there and bring my my 7-weight or maybe 8-weight fly rod and get on those bonies.
That'd be great. We'd love to have you come down.
Yeah, that's got to be something on my list.
Okay. Well, and to get to you, of course, Belize, you're not that – a lot of people go Belize. Yeah, I've heard of it, but where is it?
Right. We are – it's on the Yucatan Peninsula, so it's only not that far from Cancun. It's about a 2.5-hour flight from Houston, serviced by major U.S. airlines, and you can make it there, you know, easily in an afternoon or a day from anywhere in the U.S.
And what's the typical season?
We operate from November through end of May, so any time in there is great for fishing. Maybe more, you know, the springish, we'll have a little less wind. Sometimes, you know, you never know what conditions, but we offer so many activities, of course, there's never anything, there's always something to do.
Bob, it sounds like if someone's looking for a tropical paradise to get away for a very, very relaxing week at a very affordable price, the website is slickrock.com.
And I got to say, it seems to me that it's the kind of place you could go whether you're experienced or not experienced. If you want to try something, if you want a little adventure or a lot of adventure, you can take it any way you want it.
Yep.
Okay. Mark, we appreciate that. We're going to have to get you back on again. That sounds very, very exciting. We want to hear more about Belize in general, in particular about Slick Rock. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Okay. Wow. This is so exciting. We're going to move up the coast a little bit, and we have on the line Terry on the line with us from Real Mexican Adventures, and it's going to be something a little bit different. And Terry, I believe you're in Sinaloa, right, in northern Mexico?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Well, it just keeps getting better. Keeps getting better. Now, give us an idea about your operation, which I think is very unique, and about the lodge and the fishing, and something that I think is becoming more and more of interest to people in the United States is bass fishing in Mexico.
Well, as most of these avid bass fishermen know, the state of Sinaloa produces the biggest bass probably in the entire world, and we're lucky enough to be sitting on two of the best lakes in the world. So,
which lakes are those?
Lake Wheatus and Lake Bacharach.
Oh, yeah.
Lake Bacharach Lodge and Lake Wheatus Lodge, branded as such.
Terry, I know that you get a little Texas drawl. You're speaking a little soft, but this is so exciting, what you do and what is there. Give us an idea about how to get there, what happens once you get there. Do people stay in the lodges? Are they self-guided? Or give us an idea about people, and is it fly fishing? Is it, any kind of other fishing? And is there any fish other than the bigmouth bass?
Yeah, it's all largemouth bass. Bait casting is obviously the weapon of choice. We do have a few fly rodders come down. Seem to produce pretty well. But we have all-inclusive resorts. From the time you get there to the time you leave, we take care of everything, boat, motor, guide, all your meals, all your beverages. And you can arrive there two different ways. Commercially is one option, but we're the largest provider of private transportation in and out of our lodges. We have airstrips 5 minutes from both of our hotels.
So if someone was to go from maybe Phoenix or Texas, or where is the most likely point that they would pick up?
We can actually pick up in almost any city, San Diego, Phoenix, El Paso. We operate a huge service out of the Metroplex, Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Hmm.
And just how much money you got is what kind of job we can do.
Yeah, there you go.
Terry, what's the distance between Lake Quitas and Baccarat?
By air, it's 60 miles. By car, it's 5 hours.
Yeah, I'm looking at it on the map, and I'm thinking, well, that doesn't look too bad, but yeah, never know.
Yeah, and that's not by donkey. That's by car.
Well, I don't know which would be more efficient on some roads,
Exactly right.
But yeah. You've been catching some really big bass, I see.
Well, the good story, everybody always asks me how I got started in it. 45 minutes into my first fishing trip, on Lake Bacharach, I caught a 14.9. That was a very, very expensive fish because, we jumped feet first into the business and been at it for the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the lodge at Lake Bacharach, that's fairly new, isn't it?
We built that one in 2004, built mm-hmm. the one on Lake Wheatus in 1995, started operating it in 1997 as soon as the federal government opened up the lake for tourism.
And did you stock it, or was it already stocked with the fish?
We helped stock it only in the sense that we brought down good genetics from the U.S. We
right.
bought the pure Florida bass. It already had bass in it, but we've kind of tried to get a little bit better.
Is it also a tilapia fishery?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And that's why you got such great looking fish.
Absolutely.
What a great forage they are for them. That's great.
Terry, to summarize then, if somebody's interested in going to Sinaloa and get into world-class, definitely world-class bass fishing, you've got a complete package where you pick them up at the airport in the United States and under your care, custody, and control, just take care of everything.
Absolutely. We just had a group arrive today that we picked up from Springfield, Missouri. They requested a jet. We arranged the private jet for them. They arrived this morning at 11:30 and had margaritas in their hand by 11:35. And
Terry, we got to go. We got a hard break coming up, but it's realmexicanadventures.com. Is that correct?
It's mexicanadventures, all one word with an S, .com.
Mexicanadventures.com. Thank you, Terry. We appreciate that, and we'll get back with you.
Thanks, Terry.
You're listening to Fish Talk Radio, John Hennig and Bob Semereau, and we're going to be back, so don't go away.
It's time for you to take a real fun adventure. Join a hosted fishing adventure to Alaska or Baja with the staff of Fish Talk Radio. Real Fun Adventures can book you on any adventure you desire. Bring your fishing friends or meet new ones. Fish Talk Radio gets the best deals from our sponsors to give you the best possible price. Real Fun Trips are inclusive, easy, no-worry packages to the most popular fish grounds. Trips start around $600. Go to reelfunadventures.com.
Set on the magnificent Sea of Cortez, the Grand Heritage Resort and Spa at Marina Costa Baja is the first five-star resort in La Paz, Baja South. Overlooking a 250-slip marina and white sand beaches, enjoy two signature restaurants, a world-class destination for fishing or diving. Enjoy five-star elegance in the charming laid-back city of La Paz. Dock your boat and enjoy the Marina Village. Visit on the web at CostaBajaResort.com.
I got out my shovel and went out to dig some bait. Got a pail with some worms and I headed for the lake. My reel and my net.
Welcome back to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan with Bob Sumerow. And before we finish up the program, if you don't mind, I would like to say thank you very much to Richard Dugan and Kathy Dunbar, who has been arranging all this stuff, where Bob and I just sit here having fun, and they're doing all the
just
work.
Having a ball.
And it has been fun, hasn't it? We've been a lot of different places. You know, we talked to Chucky for...
Reminiscing with Chucky will be a highlight for me, I tell you. It's just so nice to hear those stories and hear about his dad and all the things they've accomplished.
And it sounds like this time of the year, a lot of people think that the fishing season's over. But, hey, you know, some parts of the world, ice fishing is just starting. So maybe next week we'll talk about that again. But there's always some place that you can go and enjoy it. And remember West Marine when you're out there doing your Christmas shopping. We're going to get a recipe from Scott Layseth, and then we'll go ahead and do a wrap-up, Bob, if that's okay with you.
All right. Sounds good to me. I'd love to hear from Scott. That's
okay. Well, let's see what Scott has for us today. Are you there?
Okay, who doesn't like shrimp or crab sauce on fish? That just sounds good. And a lot of people are proud of their crab across the country. I know when I'm in the southeastern U.S., everybody likes blue crab. You know, we get the king crab. My all-time favorite is still the West Coast, the Pacific Dungeness crab. You use whatever you have. Start by heating a half cup of white wine, the juice of a lemon, and a chopped up green onion in an uncovered saucepan over medium heat. You want to reduce that liquid down to just about a tablespoon, then stir in about a cup and a half of heavy cream. This is not a low-fat sauce. Add a couple tablespoons of butter. See, I told you. A half teaspoon of Dijon mustard. Heat all that mess. Simmer it over low heat for about 15 minutes. It's going to thicken the sauce up. Crank the heat up to medium, add a dash of Tabasco, and at least a cup of uncooked chopped shrimp or crab, and just heat until the shrimp or the crab is warm. It takes about 3-4 minutes. Stir in some fresh chopped parsley. Season the whole mess with salt and pepper. If you can imagine, you've got a nice piece of fish, whether it's grilled, sautéed, broiled, and then you spoon some of this creamy shrimp or Dungeness crab sauce over the top. Oh, my goodness.
Well, hey, Bob, as a matter of fact, you know, one of our local grocery stores, this is the time of the year for Dungeness crab, and they have fresh cooked crab that I've been using for the last couple of days, so I think I might try that.
It's always great to hear from Scott, especially when he tells me what to do when I get crabs. If you get them, you got to know what to do with them.
There you go. There you go. I'm not going there. But anyway, we have had such a great show today. We appreciate everybody keep being on. And it just goes to show that even as the temperature drops down, we talked to Mark and he said this morning it was 15 below and it warmed up. So he was out sunning himself at 5 degrees in D&M Charters. But,
and tomorrow we're heading out to chase the trout with the fly rods and we should have a grand day down here.
Yeah. Well, that police thing was very interesting. We're going to find some more about that. We'd like to discover new places in the world, especially ones that are, you know, affordable. And, you know, a self-guided trip down there, it is affordable. And D&M right. Charters, we're going to try and put a trip together up there. So if anybody wants to get in touch with, you know, with Fish Talk Radio, it's real easy. Just go to fishtalkradio.com, send me an email, And let me know what you'd like to do this coming year. We're still in the process of figuring out what kind of trips we're going to put together. We want to do, obviously, you know, Mexico, Baja, and maybe some fly fishing trips. And
a little
Bob,
north, a little south, and a little east and west.
Okay. And the prices are always very reasonable. So just let me know what you want to do, and we'll find something for you. Bob, I appreciate you coming on.
My pleasure. Enjoy doing it, John.
They can always find you by picking up a copy or going online to Western Outdoor News.
Western Outdoor News on the rack or wonews.com.
Okay. Thanks again. You really appreciate tuning in to Fish Talk Radio. This is John Hennigan. Thank you, Bob. We'll be back with you shortly.
You gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh.
Gone fishing.
I'm real gone, man.
You ain't working anymore.
Could be.
There's your hole out in the sun where you left a row half done. You claim that hoeing ain't no fun.
But I can prove it.
You ain't got no ambition. Gone fishing by a shady, weighty pool.
Shangri-La. Really la.
I'm wishing I could be that kind of fool.
Shall I twist your arm?
I'd say no more work.